May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to your weekly spiritual cures on Madani Channel. Remember, the program is that program where you send in your messages for your request for any type of ruhani ilaj, any spiritual cure that you may require. And not to forget, we have the segment of the day later on in the program. We will see what the brothers of the spiritual cures have brought for us this week in today's spiritual cure. Without wasting any more time, let's move towards including one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said to a person performing salah, followed by the glorification of Allah Almighty and the recitation of salat, make dua, a supplication, it will be answered. Ask for, it will be granted. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just welcome our guests of the Spiritual Cures team. To my right, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sajid bhai? Okay.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, jazakallah. And then to my left, the one and only Fiaz bhai, all the way from Lancashire, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, how are you, Fiaz bhai? Okay.
Alhamdulillah,
jazakallah. MashaAllah, Allah ta'ala keep you smiling, MashaAllah. Jee, we've got quite a few questions and some istikhara requests as well. So we'll move on to some of the questions that we have received, inshallah. And I've been told we've got some calls as well, inshallah. We will include them into the program as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I am a diabetes patient and I have been for the last 10 years, okay? I have tried to get treatment for this issue, but I'm unable to control it. Please give me a spiritual cure for this. So somebody who is diabetic, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you complete cure from this issue. We do need to try and control. I mean, Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, may Allah Azza preserve him, in the weekly Madini Muzakara, mention in regards to some control of the things that we eat and the things that we're taking in. And we do need to control. And sometimes we do not watch what we're putting into our mouth, and then, you know, the illnesses like these, for example, diabetes, and it mentions that a certain amount of sugar a person is to eat, and some people speed up the process of eating extra sugar, and then they reach their limits, and then unfortunately, then, you know, the illnesses like diabetes come along, and then we have to avoid sugar. So it's good that we keep that middle path and try to consume at a medium pace or medium level, and then inshallah azza wa jal, then we don't face illnesses and problems like this. But may Allah azza wa jal grant you cure from this. I can think of a few spiritual cures, and alhamdulillah they are very tried and tested. Alhamdulillah, people's diabetic issues have come under control. If you are on any medication, remember, any spiritual cures that we are giving you, do carry on with the medication that the doctor has prescribed, but also include the spiritual cure, the ruhani ilaj treatment as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And if Allah wills, inshallah azza wa jal, the illnesses will be put to bay. So may Allah grant you cure from this illness, inshallah azza wa jal. The brothers will give us something for diabetes, inshallah. Another question shall include to the program. Salam, brothers. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I gave a large amount of money as a loan to my friend a while ago. I have asked him to return my money, but he is not returning it. Please guide me in this matter. Thank you. Inshallah, in regards to this spiritual cure, inshallah, we will give you. In regards to then, if Allah wills, inshallah, your stock amount or lost amount, inshallah, will be regained, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, if any child has gone missing, can we recite something to get them back as soon as possible? If you can give me something in regards to this, we will really appreciate it. May Allah make it easy for you. If some family member or somebody that you know has gone missing, may Allah grant them a quick recovery, that they return, that you find this missing person. This could be a very sorrowful, grieving episode, especially for the parents. May Allah help you from the unseen in regards to this matter, and may you find missing child very soon, inshallah. So missing child, we'll have something for this. I'll just include an istikhara request as well. Okay, if you can start on this, inshallah. I'm just looking, I can't seem to.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the first question, he was asked a wazifa regarding diabetes. First of all, we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete healing and reward you for the patience you have shown through this illness. Ameen.
Ameen.
Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given us a very powerful wazifa for diabetes. This is a Quranic verse and the reference is para number 15, Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 880. And the ayat mubarakah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa qur rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin waj'al li min ladunka sultanan nasira wa qur rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin waj'al li min ladunka sultanan nasira wa qur rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin waj'al li min ladunka sultanan nasira. Recite this Quranic dua 3 times every morning and every night with Durood-e-Pak 3 times before and 3 times at the end. Then perform dam on water and drink it. Keep practicing this amal, inshallahul kareem, your problem of diabetes will be solved, inshallahul kareem. Aishab, I'm going to share one gharelu ilaj as well here, and that is also given by Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. Drinking 1 spoon of krele ka juice. One spoon in the day and evening will be extremely beneficial for diabetes, inshallahul kareem. The second request for a wazifa to recover struck money. We pray to Allah Almighty that you get back your struck money, and may Allah also grant guidance to that person as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Here is a beautiful wazifa, how to recover struck money. In order to recover your legitimate rights like debt or lent money, offer 2 rakat nafl during non-makruh time and invoke Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu 75 times after reciting Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la 3 times in every sajda. You will get your legitimate right, inshallahul kareem. So you need to read 2 rakat namaz nafl in non-makruh time. And when you perform sajda after Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la 3 times, you need to read Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu 75 times. And when you complete your 2 rakat namaz nafal, then make dua in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, inshallahul kareem, with the barakat of this amal, you will get back your money.
And is this in both sajdas or both?
Yes, rakats? In four sajda of the two rakat.
So all So all the sajdas 75 times.
75 times in each sajda. Okay.
Subhanallah, mashallah. I'd just like to include one of the istikhara requests that we just received. Assalamu alaikum. Code alaikum salam rahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Code word, please, is Bradford. So code word is Bradford. And the sister have sent in a message in regards to the istikhara request. You've sent your name and your mother's name. You're mentioning that you have panic attacks and anxiety. You do take medication for this. But in the last 3 weeks, your condition has gone from bad to worse, and it's taken a toll, and you're struggling to move, etc. There's a bodily pain as well, muscles are hurting. So you're wanting to have istikhara done. So inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. Do watch out, we will mention the code word, and then the istikhara reply will be given shortly after. Do try and keep a notebook and pen handy, because when we give the istikhara reply, we do try and give you a spiritual cure as well, inshallah. So code word Bradford, we've got that. Inshallah, the istikhara will be performed. Do watch out for the reply for your istikhara. I'll just include one more question as well. And then inshallah, if the brothers are ready, if you can start on that. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that the patient of fever can recite during a severe fever? Yeah, alhamdulillah. Quite a few spiritual cures I can think of, but inshallah, let's see what the brothers have ready for you, inshallah, for severe fever. Jee, you ready?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, the question was asked if there is any thing to recite if a child has gone missing. As Haji Sahib said, it's really a matter of grief and sorrow. And first of all, we make dua that the missing child come back home safe and sound. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. The wazifa which has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, the whole family needs to sit down together and they should recite, Ya Jami'u, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Jami'u, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Jami'u, Ya Mu'idu. But make sure the whole family, they sit down together and they recite this, but they should recite individually. Means they shouldn't recite it loudly with just one voice. I mean, the sound should be individually. Means those who are reciting it, they can listen to themselves. And inshallah, if Allah wills, the child will come back home safe and sound. Inshallah. And the second wazifa was asked about the fever. Yes, the one who has got fever, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them a quick relief from fever. By reciting what I'm going to recite now in abundance, the fever should start to subside. Mean it will bring the temperature down, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And it's very, very useful. The wazifa goes, Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir. If one recites this in abundance, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, they will get rid of their fever, inshallah.
So they'll keep reciting this until the fever subsides.
Yes.
And we take their calls if they are ready, please.
I live in Slough, London. The program Spiritual Cure is really helping the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in solving their spiritual issues. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward the whole team for this brilliant service of the religion. Keep doing it, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla help you all for helping others in their crucial time. I would like to ask if you have any wazifa for the blessings in the sustenance.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah. Jazakallah for that motivational call and liking our program and giving us an encouragement and a boost that alhamdulillah we are doing a good. We are trying, inshallah. Keep us in your du'as. Inshallah, we will keep trying, inshallah, and try to help the ummah as best as we can. Inshallah. Then they've also requested a spiritual cure in regards to increase or blessing in sustenance. Inshallah. Ji, next call, please.
My name is Sajid Patel. I'm calling from Lancashire, UK. I wonder if you have a spiritual cure or a spiritual remedy for the hair fall. Please, I appreciate it. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Tino Islami bhai, bahut hi pyare lag rahe ho. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو جزائے خیر دے, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو نظر بد سے بچائے. آمین 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 یا رب العالمین.
آمین. جزاک اللہ فار دیٹ. سو دی برادر از ریکویسٹنگ اے اسپیریچول کیور ان ریگارڈ ٹو ملٹی لینگویج کوسچن, بٹ ماشاء اللہ ان ریگارڈ ٹو ہیئر فال ان شاء اللہ دی برادرز ول گیو یو سم تھنگ ان ریگارڈ ٹو falling of hair. And jazakallah for the encouragement, and may Allah Almighty keep you in his protection as well and protect you from evil eye as well. Jazakallah. Ji, the istikhara request which we received, code word was Bradford. The istikhara request, code word was Bradford. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye, nazar-e-bad, of evil eye. So there's nobody's done anything, etc. I will give you a spiritual cure in regards to evil eye, and then I'll also give you something in regards to the illness and the bodily pains as well, inshallah. So in regards to evil eye, if you recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 60 times with Salat ala Nabi before and after, and perform them upon yourself. Remember, there's no fixed time when you need to do this. So do this, act upon this spiritual cure, perform them upon yourself. Inshallah azawajal, if Allah wills, the evil eye effects will be removed. And a spiritual cure in regards to the illness, it's mentioned, read Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu. Now there's no fixed time for this. It mentions that recite it all the time. So you can recite it as much as you can. Do recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after. It doesn't actually give you a fixed amount. So every now and again that you can, that you remember, do stop the actual spiritual cure of Ya Mu'idu and recite a few times Durood-e Pak, and then continue Ya Mu'idu. And it doesn't mean that you need to just sit in one place. So whilst you're maybe even doing the housework, or you're moving around, or standing, walking, etc., you can continue this. So it mentions, try to recite it as much as you can in abundance, inshallah azawajal. If Allah wills, inshallah azawajal, this illness and problem that you're actually facing as well will also be relieved.
Ji, the caller was Imran Bhai from Slough. First of all, Jazakallahu Khaira, Imran Bhai, for the motivation, for the encouragement. We make dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant blessings in your sustenance. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, all you need to do is to recite Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu 100 times. And after that, just once, Allahu Latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuku man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Allahu Latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuku man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. I'll repeat it again. Allahu Latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuku man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz.
Subhanallah. It is now time for our segment of the day. Today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Spiritual treatment for food allergy. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Recite this 11 times with durood 7 times at the beginning and end. And blow upon the food that doesn't suit you, i.e. which causes an allergy. Then while eating it, recite the same supplication once with every morsel. Insha'Allahul Kareem, the food will suit you. If any drink is unsuitable, perform the same act. However, recite the supplication with every draught in place of every morsel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi.
Subhanallah. So food allergy, we hear this quite often. I'm allergic to this, or if I have this and I have so and so reactions, etc. So mashallah, beautiful spiritual cure in regards to food allergy. And it mentions in regards to that you recite this before and then perform them upon that food which a person has allergic reaction towards, and then also whilst you're eating it, so you perform dhamma upon it. So also while you're eating on each morsel, you also recite this as well. And then the bit that you mentioned about the drink. So you also perform the same on the drink.
Yes.
So the drink has also been, you've done the dham upon, you read the spiritual cure and performed that. But whilst you're drinking each sip that you're taking as well, then you'll also smash. Yeah, you see, you said something like draught or something.
Yeah, it's a sip.
Which is the sip. Okay. Yeah, I think maybe even I was thinking, so maybe some of the viewers will be also thinking, what we're talking about. What is a draught? But yeah, it's sip. It's so whilst sip. You're taking a sip, you also recite it as well. Subhanallah. Beautiful spiritual cure, mashallah, the team have presented to us today, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala reward you. I'll just include another istikhara request that we've had. Code word has been mentioned as sun. So code word is sun. And a sister has sent in this message in regards to her son. She sent his name and the mother's name is also present. And they mentioned that he gets scared at night a lot. And he says he feels like someone is watching him. And sometimes he says that someone is looking at me. He gets scary dreams. So maybe he has nightmares as well. He reads. Okay, so mashallah, this is for the thing. So he does recite the four kul. And he also recites the Ayatul Kursi as well. So they're requesting if we perform istikhara. Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara. And then we will give you the reply of the istikhara. You have given us a code word. So do watch out for that code word. It will be mentioned before your istikhara reply is given. Inshallah. Let's include a couple of more questions, inshallah. Because they'll get left behind because time is today. I think it normally goes fast, but today I think it's ticking even quicker. It's like a race against the time. Racing against the clock today. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear Madani brothers, I have been suffering from hemorrhoids for a long time and the pain is quite severe. Please suggest a solution for it. May Allah reward you with goodness. May Allah Almighty grant you complete cure from this illness, this problem that you're facing. I'm sure you will have seen your doctor in regards to this. So whatever treatment that you've been given from your doctor, do continue with this. But I can think of a spiritual cure in regards to this. And I think there's also a spiritual cure, an amulet that you can get. So you do try and visit your local spiritual cure stall as well in regards to this. And if the brothers have got it handy, I'm thinking of something which is a home remedy as well, which Amir al-Sunnah, mashallah, have presented. And it's quite a yummy one, should I say, inshallah. So what do I mean by yummy? Inshallah, we'll find out soon. Ji, one more I'll include. Assalamu alaikum, Haji sahab. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son has a food allergy. Please suggest some spiritual remedy for him. Thank you very much. Mashallah, we did have, the brothers had some instinct that you're going to send this question. So, mashallah, the spiritual cure of the day was in regards to food allergy. But I will get the brother to repeat it, inshallah, azawajal, when it comes to this. Just in case you missed it, you tuned in afterwards, or maybe you didn't get a chance to write it down. So, inshallah, we will mention it again just for yourself. Ji
Ashab, the caller, it was Sajid Bhai, call from Lancashire, UK. And first of all, Jazakallahu khaira, Sajid Bhai, for giving dua to all of us. We also give you dua. May you perform Hajj this year with your parents and with your family. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Your question was about the fall of hair. Recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal-layli idha yakhsha, wal-nahari idha tajalla. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى till the end of this surah 41 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim every time whilst in the state of wuzu and blow onto the bottle of mustard or coconut oil. Massage this oil on the head daily at the time of sleeping. The falling of hair will stop after massaging only for a few days, inshallah azza wa jal. It is also beneficial for beard's hair from falling. Add more oil to the bottle if required. Inshallah.
Subhanallah. So mustard you mentioned and also coconut oil. Mustard.
Sarso.
I think in Urdu and in Punjabi they call it Sarayana.
Sarayana.
I remember the Sarayana because I like spinach. Mashallah, mom used to cook spinach.
Saag.
Sarayana Saag. Mashallah. Ji.
I remember the surya from that, mashallah. Ji, so yes, brother, if you use this spiritual cure and perform them upon mustard oil or coconut oil, inshallah, and the hair, inshallah, that is falling, inshallah, will stop falling, inshallah. I just like to give the reply of this istikhara request which I received. The istikhara request code word was sun. Code word was sun. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara request. The code word was sun. The istikhara has been performed. The indication of the istikhara was of evil eye. Was of evil eye. So inshallah we will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. Evil eye. And also a spiritual cure in regards to the issue, the problem which you were saying that he's scared and he has scary nightmares. Firstly, I'd like to recommend, I mean, I know you mentioned it's regarding your son, but the age hasn't been mentioned. So I'm not sure how old your child, your son is. But this is a recommendation. If he's not very small, then before he goes to sleep, if you can try to make a habit of performing ablution. So if they perform wuzu before going to sleep, then inshallah, this in itself will also be helped towards avoiding nightmares. And then apart from this, another spiritual cure I will mention, and it's simply ta'awudh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. So this needs to be recited 7 times. 7 times it needs to be recited before going to sleep. And also then make dua in the court of the Almighty with the Durood Sharif before and after. So before going to sleep, read ta'awudh 7 times with the Durood Sharif, and then raise your hands and ask Allah Almighty to protect you from these nightmares and scary dreams, inshallah azawajal. And if Allah wills, then inshallah azawajal, these scary nightmares, these dreams, inshallah azawajal, won't happen anymore, inshallah. Now, in regards to evil eye, I'll just take something out in regards to this. You just bear with me. Because you said it's a child, it might be small. So I'll give you something which is for removing evil eye for children. So in regards to this, it mentions, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas. So Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the complete Surah. Surah Ikhlas, as in Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the complete Surah. Then Surah Al-Falaq, i.e. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, the complete Surah. And then Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas, the complete Surah. So these four, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. So it's 4 surahs that you need to recite. And you recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 times before and 3 times after. And it also mentions that before each surah, you will also recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before each of the surahs. Once you've done this, you need to be in the state of ablution. So you need to have already performed the wudu. And then you will blow upon your children. And it mentions that inshallah, if Allah wills, then your children will remain safe from evil eye. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So you can do this daily. You can do this twice a day if you want. Inshallah. It mentions here that do it daily or you can do it twice a day as well. And if you are going to do it twice a day, then I would recommend morning and evening, inshallah.
Ji Ashab, and the first question was about a spiritual cure for piles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in His protection. There is no doubt this illness is a great trial and very painful. But do not lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you, inshallah al-kareem. Here is a very beautiful and very powerful spiritual cure for piles. Meera al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya has given us this beautiful spiritual cure. Recite Suratul A'la. Suratul A'la, para number 30. Very beautiful Surah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabbih isma Rabbikal A'la. This full Surah Mubarakah recite daily and blow upon water. Drink this and the illness of piles will be removed, inshaAllah al-Kareem. And keep practicing this amal until cure is achieved. And there is a ghrelu ilaj also Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mulaliyah has given us. Break 5 figs into pieces and cook them in adequate quantity of milk. Then let it cool and eat before sleeping. This treatment is as almost always proved efficacious for piles. Bleeding will stop, inshallah al-Kareem. Continue this treatment until it is cured. If you use regularly, even it will be efficacious, inshallah al-Kareem. The quantity of figs can be increased or decreased as well.
That was a Yumi home remedy, mashallah, in regards to the figs in the milk, mashallah. Subhanallah. Ji, if you can take another couple of calls, please, if you can.
And I am calling from Blackburn. I've heard quite a lot about your program, mashallah, Azawajal. It's really helpful for the grief-stricken individuals. May Allah reward you for helping others. I would like to ask you if there's any litany or wazifa for those girls who have hindrance in getting married or for those whose engagements break off.
JazakAllah for the motivational call. May Allah reward you for calling in. Inshallah, we will give you something for in regards to the hindrance in marriage or those whose engagements break. Hindrance in marriage and engagement. Can you take the second call as well, please?
My name is Ayon Khur. I'm from Bradford, UK. Could you please tell me a wazifa for protection of nightmares?
Nightmares. But inshallah, we'll give you something for nightmares as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. One question was left. Regarding food allergies.
GGG, yeah, we said that we'll repeat the GG. Inshallah, I'll just include an istikhara request and then inshallah, then we'll go to the replies of the questions and the calls. G, I received another request for istikhara. They give me a code word and they're saying Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, my mother's name is, and the problem, I'm shaking. And my eyes are rolled back. Can you please check me for any type of magic, any jinnat or any illness, etc.? Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara. Before we give you the reply, we will mention your code word, which you've given us as green. So do watch out for that. So once the code word green is mentioned, the istikhara reply will be for yourself. Let's see. And then if you do have a notebook and pen handy, once the istikhara reply is given, then we will try and give you a spiritual cure in regards to that, whatever the reply is as well, inshallah. G.
We'll move on to the caller. It was, I guess, Imran Bhai again from Blackburn. They asked a question about the barrier hindrance in getting married for girls. Imran Bhai, Jazakallahu Khaira for the encouragement, for the motivation. Jazakallahu Khaira. And the wazifa is, after Fajr prayer, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, 312 times. And afterwards, if they make dua, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, very soon they'll hear a good news. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. This is very, very beneficial.
Second call, Madani Munna Ayan has asked a wazifa for nightmares. I said children often have bad dreams. And one reason for this could be that they watch certain cartoons or content on media and social media that appear in their dreams at night. Such things should not be watched by children. And if they do, they should be gently discouraged. Here is a beautiful wazifa for nightmares. The wazifa is Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru. Recite this Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times along with the Salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, once in the beginning and once at the end. While going to sleep, inshallah azza wa jal, nightmares will stop. So before going to sleep, read Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times.
Now, one of the messages that we received was regarding the food allergy.
Yes.
If you just repeat that.
Yes, I'll do that.
So inshallah, for that benefit. I know
it was the spiritual cure of the day
as well. Yeah. But because somebody has sent a message, maybe they might have missed.
Recite Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Recite this 11 times. So before this, recite Durood-e Pak 7 times and then 11 times what I've read just now. And afterwards, blow on the food and start eating it. On every morsel you take, recite this once. And if you are drinking something, then on every sip that you take, recite this, and inshallah azza wa jal, you won't have the food allergy anymore. Inshallah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah. That was regarding the food allergy. In regards to the istikhara request that we received, the code word was green. Code word was green. So the indication in the istikhara was of evil eye. So the indication was evil eye. I know you mentioned that if you can check if it's any magic or any jinnat or any illness, etc. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. I'm going to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. It mentions, while standing in front of the mirror. So evil eye is nazar-e bad. For some of you might be thinking, okay, what's evil eye? Evil eye, i.e. nazar-e bad. So in regards to this, if you stand in front of a mirror, do this once daily, it mentions. So you only need to do it once and do it on a daily basis. And inshallah, as well, if Allah wills, then this evil eye will be removed. And it also mentions here that even if it's ongoing or a very long or very old evil eye that's been there and you know it's been affecting you and you didn't know, so you know it's been several years, etc., then even inshallah that will also be removed. So what you need to do is stand in front of a mirror and recite this 11 times. Do recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before and after. But this spiritual cure that you need to recite, you need to recite it 11 times. And what will you recite? Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. So recite this 11 times inshallah azza wa jal, and if Allah wills, then your evil eye will be removed. That does bring us to the end of the program. Let's quickly include a quick dua for those who have joined us, are watching, that have sent in their messages, sent in their calls. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Wassalamu Ala Khatamin Nabiyeen. O Allah Almighty, forgive our sins. O Allah Almighty, forgive us, our parents, and the whole Ummah. Grant us relief from any issues that we are facing. Grant us a relief from any hurdles that we are facing. O Allah Almighty, grant us cure those of us who are ill, whether we are ill at home, ill in the hospital, those who have sent in their requests in regards to spiritual cures, you know, whether it's diabetes, whether it's back pain, whether it's hemorrhoids, whether it's any type of food allergy, any other type of illnesses, fever, etc. Those illnesses which haven't been mentioned today, O Allah Almighty, whatever the illnesses are, do cure our illnesses, whether it's through the means of our medication that we've been prescribed by the doctor, whether it's through the means of the air that we breathe, or whether it's through the food that we consume, or whether it's the water that we drink. O Allah Almighty, you are the one who can bestow cure. O Allah Almighty, cure all of our ill. O Allah Almighty, grant us the ability to follow the sunnahs of your beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the ability to refrain from sins. Grant us the ability to do good deeds. O Allah Almighty, give us the ability to live and die in the environment of Dawat-e Islami. O Allah Almighty, bless our Shaykh Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e Islami. Bless all the ulama of the al-Sunnah. Accept all our lawful du'as. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it's our last moments, O Allah Almighty, grant us the ability to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Do join us, same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله, صلى الله, الله على, على, على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.